set? Okay, roll call, public hearing.
Machine on.
On the budget. Fred Watnola.
Here.
Catherine Weinkoffner.
Right here.
Charles Landy.
Here.
Lisa Mitten.
Here.
Joanne Myers.
Present.
Kenneth Gilligan is here. Timothy DeGraff.
Here.
Charlie Whitaker is not here. Angelina Peone is here. I know that.
Yeah, she just walked out.
Melinda France. Brenda Whitaker. They're not required, but they're not here. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Charlie, you didn't tell me you were going to wear that shirt, or I would have worn my mask on.
I'll call you next time.
It's one of my favorite ones because it's just a little warmer.
I got to tell you something. I had a lighter shirt on, and I went out this morning for Bonnie. I had to pick something up for her. And I come back in, and I put this shirt on. It was that cold out
there. I knew it was cold out there. I debated whether to wear a blazer even. Hey, good morning.
Charlie.
Do we have any comments on the budget? The board has reviewed it and everything. I would just like to commend the controller and the executive director, acting executive director. Great job on the budget.
Let's shoot him.
It's good. You did a good job, kid.
Again.
Thank you.
I have a question on the sludge transportation and sludge disposal. I didn't see a quantity in either one of the resolutions. And I know what the quantity is because it's on our budget, okay, clearly. But I was concerned that should there be a quantity mentioned on those resolutions?
Monetary?
Yeah.
It's on there.
On the resolution?
Yeah, I explained it in my email that it's the computation on there is the 5 years, the contractual impact.
Yeah. Quantity and tonnage.
3,600. Where it's an estimate. It's going to change every year. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand that.
Yeah, it's right on the back on the proposal here.
Could you send me an email?
Okay, I missed that. I apologize.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I will.
Oh, it's on the bid sheet,
too?
Number one, that's
the right. Yeah, it's right on
there. No, there's no quantity on this.
I'm
not even sure it's necessary. But,
no, because it changes.
Huh?
It changes.
Yeah, but you put an approximate number in.
Well, yeah, you got a price. We have a price per ton, but, I mean, it changes predicated on the amount of sludge that we transport.
The financial impact is based on the 3,600 tons a year.
Yeah, well, I see that in the budget. I mean, that's marked in the budget, 3,600 tons a year. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as being a required of the resolution, I would have to defer to Ken. No, it's not, because it's an estimate. We've never done that before.
I'm surprised that the vendor, the truckers, and the disposal aren't requiring a total number of tonnage.
A quarter pay? Are you talking about like a quarter pay agreement?
It never came up during negotiations?
I'm not sure I would do it if it did.
I'm not making an issue. I'm just looking for information.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying I don't know that I would do it if they did.
Okay.
That's what I
Can I talk to them? Do you mind if I talk to them?
Go ahead.
Are there any public comments from the phone? From people who've called in?
There's one call in.
Somebody coming in.
We're probably shutting down the phone and we're not hearing anything.
I missed that. Is there anybody on?
There's one person on.
Are they asking a question?
What? There's no communications in the chat.
So no comments right now.
No comments. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the public meeting that the board meeting is
Yeah.
want to sign in if you want to make comments? Please.
And I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see a thing.
Okay. Clean up your act, will you, Joe?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, we can do that. Do you know you?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Just for our information, this is
Ulster Garden Club.
The Ulster Garden Club. Oh, lovely. Wow.
Nice.
Excellent. Okay.
Do we have any comments on the budget?
Did the Ulster Garden Club bring some comments?
No.
Oh, 24 hours?
No, I have comments on conservation.
Oh. Aspects. Oh, okay.
Well, why don't we leave it open until 12:15?
So yeah, we should.
Okay.
Yeah. Might even want to go a little later than that.
Okay, that's fine.
You don't want somebody coming in here saying we shut down because
I have a little announcement I need to make.
Okay.
It's not related to the budget. I had a major computer failure. So I don't have anybody's email address. They're all locked in my other computer, and I haven't figured out how to get the files out of that computer yet and into the new computer. So, if you want to hear from me, you'll have to write to me, to the Rock Doctor.
Tim DeGraff can help you with that. He's also our IT man, used to be.
Well, I think I'll figure it out eventually and get all this stuff. The old computer hasn't died yet. I'm scared to death to turn it off. But everything is in there, and I downloaded all my documents and everything, but I need to find their, I think they're called PSD files. They're hidden away in Outlook.
Yeah,
I just have
personal,
to find them and
those
get
are
them.
Personal
so if we
files.
Email you, you'll have us. Right?
Then I'll have you right
I'm
there.
I'm going to email you right now.
Absolutely.
If you want it to die, go on a Zoom meeting. It'll die then.
Well, I've been using the new one because I had a lot of training last week. God, I must have had, I don't know how many days of training. Hours and hours for planning board. And there were some interesting classes, so I just took them all. So... I now know a lot more about wetlands than I ever knew before.
You got me. I just sent you.
Thank you. Excellent.
Charlie, while we're waiting, would you want to give a report of how things are coming with our concrete down here in the composting operation?
I can do that for others. I should just go through some stuff because I'm running on crazy this morning.
Let the board know what's going on.
Yeah, I... So I did take some pictures I can pass around to you folks so you can see what's going on as far as the scales and the, this is the, this one right here is today's pictures, some in-house work that we're doing on the inbound scale. So here's some pictures of the compost site and all the scales that we put in place. So the inbound scale, is completely done with the exception of some minor black topping. The MERV scale is completely done. And I also got a picture of the billboard that show the weight, which was a compliance thing that we didn't do for a long, long time. We were waiting for us to put the new scales in, and then after this is all done, we're actually going to put those billboards. You'll see the picture of it where when you pull on the scale, it shows the weight of your truck to the customer. So the MERV scale is 100% done, and now we are working on the, and I would say about probably 35% of the inbound.
We have a public comment online.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of blacktopping on the inbound.
Charlie, I'm going to interrupt you because we have a public comment online.
So, We're about to unmute a person who would like to make public comment.
Okay. You got to push a button to get the person to for the voice to come through.
Well, Brenna yeah. had to push a button.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think we can hear. Yes, we can hear you now.
Before I was you know raising my voice stand to give public comment. This is Laura Petit, and I would like to comment on your 2021 budget. Now I've looked at it a couple of times. I do want to say that I'm disappointed that there's no investment in additional capital projects that support waste diversion. I mean, I understand that you're buying a scale and a belt for the MRF. However, that is not upgrading, that is maintenance. And we're not able to take all of the plastics we're bringing in because you don't have an optics order. I'm also disappointed that you purchased a piece of property with county pass-through funds. And I'm hearing that you won't be building a larger composting facility there and that you're going to be using it as a buffer so you don't bother neighbors with any odors. It's also my understanding that the neighbors that are complaining about the odors is the Bridge Authority, and that's where you're expanding the site. I'd also like to see that bagger up and running. I would really like to see more capital improvements as far as the waste diversion goes. There's been talk for several years now about a town residential drop-off. That would be a perfect opportunity to encourage people to recycle more and to divert more out of the system. You know, and again, zero waste is not necessarily recycling, but it's not buying as much. It's finding a second opportunity to divert it or repurpose it. So basically, that's my comment on the 2021 budget. Otherwise, I am happy that you're holding basically the price for waste disposal. I'm hoping that covers the entire cost for you. If it doesn't, you know, unfortunately, you would have to raise it. We should not be subsidizing haulers. And I guess that's it. Thank you for all the work that you have done. Thank you, Tim and Angelina, for coming out to the New Pulse Recycling Center to do a walkthrough and for your input on our operations and our education material. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Laura.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. What do you use tax money to?
No.
Buy the property?
Go to work, yes, regard.
Yeah. Well, we did put the new concrete down. We are expanding our food waste operation. We're going to apply to DEC to raise our limit to 10,000 tons. So that application is in progress right now. So we are working in trying to improve and expand our composting operation and take more and more of the food waste out of Ulster County.
Yeah, and she's focusing on a drop center. We have 16 of them that we go to in each town. The other thing is we didn't replace a belt. There is a belt that has to be replaced. Tim and I decided to hold off on it. It's the Eddie Curran belt, $12,000. But what we did replace was a $50,000 cylinder that she didn't mention.
Right.
Also, she doesn't take into effect we spent about $1.5 million on equipment. $400,000 on a 110, you know, and another $500,000, right, Tim, on the conveyor and the screener. So she's not taking that into consideration. Not to mention, the hundreds of thousands of dollars we're saving by stretching ourselves so thin by doing all this work in-house, like in those pictures that you sent. So those are the things not being taken into consideration. People fail to realize that we offer a lot of services for 22 people.
And by expanding our composting operation there, when the new equipment, we eliminated most of the odors because of the equipment, and we saved several million dollars by not moving over on the other side.
You and I know, Fred, there's only one guy complaining.
You know.
And it's not the bridge authority.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, given what's happening to the price of real estate in Ulster County right now, buying that property
was a good investment.
Very good idea.
Yeah, it was a good investment. It really was.
And honestly, Fred, I don't know how expensive these things, if we decided to buy this equipment next year or 6 months from now, I don't know how expensive they would be. I mean, everything went up five times. Plywood, sheetrock, everything.
We got the assistance from the county and the DEC in the purchase of the two pieces of equipment, so.
Yes.
Would you like to make a comment, sir, about our budget meeting?
No, I'm just here for the regular meeting. Thank you very
much.
Oh,
okay. All righty.
Well, I think her complaint started out as about diversion, which we don't have a budget item for diversion. We do it.
Yeah.
We figure out what else we can divert, or if there's more of something, like in this case, textiles, we're really working on that, you know? But then you got to figure out, what are you going to do with it if you get it out of the waste stream?
What are you doing with it now, Melinda Charlie? What's textiles?
Textiles were getting picked up for free. We tried to...
That's good.
Yeah, we thought we had a couple of folks that wanted to come in, but there was a lot of rules as far as they don't want it pre-sorted, they don't want it out of transfer stations, they just want it off of people coming off the street, so they're not going to pay us for it. And the company that we're going to right now down in New Jersey, well, you know, they're real picky too. So, listen, I've said it all along, markets are difficult. They're extremely difficult. You know, you can try to divert as much as you want out of the transfer stations. First of all, it's got to be safe. You only got five doors, and sometimes we're doing 12 vehicles every 15 minutes. Only got five doors. And these folks have to get back out and get back here before the end of the day for the truck to be empty by the next morning. So, you know, a lot of that stuff's not being taken into consideration. So we divert a lot of stuff, air conditioners. You folks seen it, right? I cast it out, right? The air conditioners, the dehumidifiers, the tires, right? The clean wood, the textiles. You know, the brush, the rubble,
lights, wire,
okay. Sugar butter milk puppy dealer. I think we do more than enough and more than we ever done. And I know, I've been there since day one.
Okay. Well, I know we fill that those metal containers up quite a bit on a daily basis.
We do, and we don't.
Yeah.
Those things fill up five in one day.
Right.
And we increased the manpower inside of our transfer stations also. I mean, we're running with like 2-3 laborers most days inside the transfer station to do this. So,
And
it's been costing us on overtime too, but you folks have said, right, and I agree, right, if that's what it takes to get the job done, that's what we're going to do. Recovery is our first mission.
Every night you got to have that floor clean.
Absolutely.
And listen, we're doing it. This is a really... A good operation. Timmy and Charlie have really refined this operation down where we haven't had to go back to the county for 7 years now for any additional service for money wise. We have not asked for a net service fee in the last 7 years, and that's quite a feat. Because I remember my days in the legislature, and we got that letter every year looking for that net service fee. So.
You know. Wasn't that part of a trade-off with the flow control law, though? Really? When we were negotiating the flow control law, wasn't that the net service fee part of the trade-off?
Yeah, but there's still a calculation in the agreement with the county to where they...
There is one.
Right.
You know. It's all predicated on how much business you do.
Yeah,
John.
No, that's fine.
You know, how much money you can make.
Got somebody else coming in?
no one else in there, we can adjourn this.
I think.
Well, let's see.
So how big is the garden club?
I'm actually here to educate myself. The Alton Garden Club has been in existence, I gather, for 100 years or more.
Wow.
But they really have never focused on conservation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am co-chair of the Conservation Committee. We worked last year with the Alston County in the banning of plastic bags at supermarkets, which was very successful. And it was going along very nicely. Everybody was in using their bags. And
is that a call, Joanne?
No.
Laura hasn't been muted yet.
The supermarkets came back and just got rid of their old stock, so everybody's using plastic bags again.
Okay. We'll entertain a motion
but
to close.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to get done to our bags.
You got to get a vote. We are the receiver from everyone else.
Yes,
they pay it to us.
So the question is...
Oh, wow, they cleaned that up nice.
Yeah,
oh,
really,
nice.
You did.
Look at that.
Yeah. I think Gary Arrow knows what the hell he's doing. Really.
Charlie did that.
Huh?
Charlie did that. Yeah. Our guys did all
no,
that.
No, I'm talking about the scale.
So
oh.
We really should
right
on
to it.
The packaging industry.
Yeah.
So that's what I really want to find out, what you're all doing as far as...
our biggest problem is plastics are the biggest problem.
Yes.
Are those skinnier than black suits?
The scale.
You have to go back after, say you don't want that.
Call this
we don't need
meeting.
Let's
adjourn this meeting and get rolling.
But I just wonder, is there something that you are actually officially doing?
Well, but I think it's something that everybody has to do.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to entertain a motion to close the public hearing on the budget.
So moved.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Call for a vote. All in favor? Roll call. We have to do a roll call.
Okay.
Fred Wadnola.
Yes.
Catherine Beinkoffer.
Aye.
Charles Landy.
Yes.
Lisa Mitten.
Aye.
Joanne Myers.
Aye.
5-0.
Okay.
DEC announces enforcement of new New York plastic ban to start October 19th.
Well, 19th,
that's what it is. Yeah. Okay. That's right. Every day, well, that's right.